Yeah, but I felt cheap standing out there waiting for that money. feel. And I'm not hating on strippers, because I know there's probably some strippers here tonight. What I'm saying is that everyone thinks the hard part of being a stripper is taking your clothes off in front of strangers. And I'm sure that's difficult. But the real hard part probably looks like this. As I had another show to do the very next night. Now, you can't imagine what that feels like, to get booed by 30,000 people and have to do it all over again immediately. There's no comparison. The only thing I can think of, it'd be like if you were having sex with a woman and for some reason, I don't know why, she had a mouse trap in her pussy. It'd be very difficult to get an erection and fuck her again the next night. Second time, I stuck a pencil in her pussy first. The old mousetrap and the pussy routine, I think. Long story. Anyway, so there I was the next night in Chicago. And I was nervous. I never get nervous doing this shit, but I was nervous in Chicago. I just got shook. And I walked on stage, and the crowd was really nice. They were like, yay! But they still had that look in their eye like, Kurt sucked last night. And my first joke didn't go that good. It was all right. I don't know why. That's picking wrong. I did a joke about Kim Jong-un of North Korea saying he wanted to blow America up with a nuclear bomb. He actually said that. And then right after he said it, he invited Dennis Rodman to North Korea. Scariest shit I've ever seen in my life. It's like, you want to kill everyone in America except for Dennis Rodman? I was like, what? And then the joke goes into like Barack Obama having a press conference. My fellow Americans, as many of you might have heard, Kim Jong-un of North Korea says he wants to destroy our nation with a nuclear bomb. And from the intelligence that I have in my office, I can tell you that he is as close as 8 months away from achieving just that. And the crowd's like, oh. And then I said, a guy with a nuclear briefcase walks on stage, opens a briefcase for the president, and Barack puts his finger on the button. Kim, our shit's ready today. So there's not going to be a negotiation. Here's where we'll start. You send Dennis Rodman back to me. If you harm one pink or purple or green hair on that black head. Crap, kind of like that shit. They're like, whoa, America. I said, that's right. They're all like, whoa. I said, if that motherfucker ever dreams of dropping a nuclear bomb on this great country, woo! I said, I hope that shit hits Hartford, Connecticut. Yep, I said that too. And then the next day, I got woke up by a phone call from my publicist. She was shook. Oh my God, David. I said, what's wrong? She goes, look, go on TMZ.com, call me right back. And she hung up the phone. I said, TMZ? Oh, no. You didn't see me leave the club with that bitch last night. I said, you better get out of here, bitch. I'm in a lot of trouble. I ran my computer. And I looked at TMZ, and it was a huge headline. It said, Mayor of Hartford, Connecticut blasts comedian Dave Chappelle and a TMZ exclusive. I saw that shit, I was like, phew. Sorry, bitch, you can stay, it's just the mayor of Hartford. He was mad, he was like, Dave Chappelle, for you to say you want a nuclear bomb to hit this fair city, it's both unprofessional and immature. I was like, word. Exclusive. I've never heard of some shit like this. And obviously I was joking, motherfucker. I don't want a nuclear bomb hit anywhere in America, anywhere in the world. All I was saying is that God forbid a nuclear bomb hit our Harper. The only thing I got Megan Harper was bad memories. The only thing you might be right about is I think about the stage of my career where I've just got to be careful with what I say. No. Yeah, no, I'm serious. Yes, one slip of the tongue and I'm fucking finished. That's true. You don't believe me? Ask Paula Deen if you can find her. Somebody the N-word 30 years ago. Wow. I gotta tell you guys, I hate what she said. I think it was disgusting. And yet, if I were to sit back, just think about all the shit that I've said in the last 30 years. It's really hard to stay mad at Paula Deen. It's a weird thing to hear black people say, but I actually felt sorry for her. Like, I got her number from my agent. And I called on the phone. So I don't know why I did it. She was suspicious, to say the least. It was very nice. I was like, hello, Miss Deen. My name is Dave Chappelle. I'm a comedian. And I knew she knew who I was. The phone got quiet as shit. She was just like, what do you want? I said, well, I'm a bubble person. And I know we all say things that we regret, and I'm sorry that happened to you. It looks like you took a really nasty spill. And then she got really nice. She was like, well, God bless you, Dave Chappelle. And thank you for your call. So that's not what I was calling about. I was calling because I heard you got fired from the Food Network. Was that true? And she said, well, I can't really say that I was fired because there are legal issues surrounding the situation. And I said, did you go to work today and that bitch? Just answer the question. She said, what is your point, Dave Chappelle? I said, my point, Miss Deen, is that I would like you to come work for me. I need a personal chef and I will pay you twice as much as unemployment. Accepted my offer. She has dramatically improved the quality of my life. Dinner at the Chappelle House is exciting. We all are on time. We all eat together as a family. All the bus out of that kitchen into the dining room just says belligerent shit to me and my kids. I'll fry you niggas some chicken tonight. Some homemade apple pie from scratch. Fresh with cream on top. Like that, wouldn't you, nigga? Yes, I would, Paula. I just had it ready for 6:30. Don't forget to iron your uniform. We have company coming. Now, the uniform's the best part. We dress her like Aunt Jemima. My kids love it. Pretty insensitive, I know. Yet for some reason, Paula Deen just didn't hurt my feelings. I don't know. I ask a lot of black people, like, you're a black dude. Were you outraged when she said that? I didn't feel anything. It's like, this shit hasn't hurt my feelings since, like, Kramer did it. I don't know. I think it's because she's a lady from the Food Network. Who gives a fuck what she says? As long as she can cook. Seriously, like, if I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken tomorrow, and for some reason, everyone behind the counter is wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. What do you think I'm gonna do? You think I'm gonna scream and just run out of Kentucky Fried Chicken? Fuck no! Go up to the counter, man up. Yo, let me get a two-piece. No matter what he says, you want a biscuit with that, nigga? I thought it came with a biscuit. What's all the attitude about? I want the biscuit, the soda, the fries, and everything in that fucking picture. You know what it is. Why would I be mad? He's the one that's gotta work. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, what about it, like living in Wisconsin or some shit? They had a white wife, and we were fooling around one night, and more than fooling around. We were having a good time. It was like Walking Dead was about to come on. She's like, hey, let me give you a hand job. Chappelle loves a good hand job. And she's really getting getting into it. She's like butt naked in the living room. She's on one knee, jerking me off. You know, really working her obliques out. I got a huge dick. So she's like, and I'm like, oh my God, this feels wonderful. I think I'm gonna come. She looks at me and she goes, come in my face, nigger. Yeah, that's a tough one. Husband, well, he was mysterious, like he might have been Latino, might have been from Bangladesh or something like this, I couldn't tell. And I kept asking him, like, where you guys from? Where you from? And the wife got mad. She was like, I'm from California, okay. But if you're asking my ethnicity, I am Chinese. The husband was cooler, he was just like, I'm Mexican, bro. Joking around, I go, oh, you guys are a beautiful couple. You're probably gonna give birth to the hardest working baby that has ever lived. Like this.
I am Larry Murphy.
director of HBO Boxing standing here with the pussy after a devastating bout with 50 Cent. Pussy, let me talk to you for a minute. My God. Pussy, you look terrible. Your lips are swollen. You seem to be bleeding a little bit. What happened inside that ring there with 50? I don't know, Larry. I felt good in the first round. I mean, I was ready to fight. It's moist and warm. 50 just hit me from angles I wasn't expecting. Left, right, backside surprise. I thought he was going to throw a shot straight down the middle. I was going to count him with a mousetrap. Yeah. Beats pussy up. Lil Wayne talks about pussy like that. One of my favorite rappers. Lil Wayne got a lyric where he goes, I got a bitch that plays movies in my jacuzzi. And then he goes, pussy juicy. Wow. See, that's where he's different from me. Like, see, that's me. Okay, so if I was in a hot tub with a girl, and I could tell that pussy was juicy. Sit in the hot tub, I'd probably get out of the tub. I just picture Lil Wayne sitting there like, what is this strange oil floating in my hot tub water? This must be pussy juice. Pussy juice, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no less than 50 jokes in my act, or my repertoire, I should say. All of them end with the punchline of pussy juice. And all of them work 100% of the time. It's fucking amazing how funny the punchline it is. You wouldn't believe. All right, I'll do one more just so you believe. All right, this is great. All right. All right. In this next joke, this next joke, it's a special episode of CSI Miami. And Lil Wayne is guest star. He's playing the lead detective. Are you ready? CSI Miami, Lil Wayne is the lead detective. Here it goes.
Has anyone else been on this crime scene? Sign of a struggle. This place is virtually undisturbed. I said, shine your flashlight right here. What is this? What is that substance? It glistens in the light.
Street with Baba, I don't have no leash on him or anything. He just follows right at my feet. If I stop, he stops. If I go, he goes. And people see that shit, they're like, oh my God, David, how did you train him to do that? I said, I didn't train this motherfucker. I'm just a messy eater. Like Scooby and Shaggy. Sometimes when I'm eating, I'll drop some food and Baba won't be there. I'll feel weird. I'll call, hey, Baba! And his little head peeks out, and I have to tap my foot to show him where the food is. Right here, buddy. I say, thanks, Dave. He comes and eats some food. Never trained. Smart as hell. If he smells weed in the house, he'll eat lunch. This motherfucker's about to eat. He comes quick. It's not really my fault, but it's kind of my fault. See, what happened, I got a FedEx in the mail. Yeah, it's not good. The FedEx was addressed to me. I did not see it delivered, but I opened it, and there was a video cassette inside with a post-it on it. The post-it said, gotcha. I didn't feel very good about that, of course, so I freaked out. I'm not gonna lie. I was shook. I started tearing my house apart, just, you know, trying to find a VCR. I hadn't seen a video cassette. And so I finally hooked it up. I watched the tape. Fucking nightmare. Like, they got me. They just got me. It was awful. It was a tape of me. Not gonna lie, I was fucking a girl. It's before I was married, but it's still not a good look. I see my wife is coming home in 10 minutes. I really freaked out then. Jerked off to the tape real fast. Called the FBI. The FBI made me feel better. They made me feel like they were gonna get the guys. They were like, just don't worry about it. Just try to live your life normally. And I did. I just was like, fuck it. They said, don't worry, I'm not gonna worry. I just didn't worry. And then 5 days later, not even a week, 5 days later, I got another one of those tapes in the mail. Fucking awful tape. Way worse than the first tape. It was a tape of me jerking off to the first tape. I don't know how to... trying to jerk off in the hotel suite. That's when I knew I got old, because I just gave up in the middle. Nothing even happened. I was like... It's too much trouble. If you're a married guy in a house full of people, you don't want to go through all that shit. First, you got to sneak out of bed. If she wakes up and catches you, it's a nightmare. Where you going? Nowhere. Get past my son's room, and he always sleeps with the door open. Damn, leave the door open. I'm like, why? What are you, afraid of the dark? You're fucking 10 years old. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The light with the door open. In case you try to jerk off in the middle of the night or something. So that's his room. I gotta shut the door. And I gotta go all the way down to the living room. And I'm not done yet. I gotta throw squeaky toys all over the living room. That's strategic. That way, if someone's coming, they might step on one and give me 2 extra seconds. Then I can hide in the shadows like a jerk off ninja. Who wants to go through all that trouble? Sometimes, if you marry your wife and slip up, she'll tell you how long she's going to be gone. Hey, I'm going to take the kids to my mom's for a couple hours. I'll be right back. Couple hours? You sure? Well, that's good jerking off right there. You're like an adult, butt naked in the living room, comfortable. Foot all on the coffee table and shit, just jerking off. Taking time with it. wasn't always like this. Have we met? Who is that? Who's me? Huh? Oh, from where? I don't know. You never listen. This is the thing about being a show, because I might do a show. You never know when some old pussies is going to be in the audience. Or something. And that's where the space shuttles take off from. Man. This is like being on Price is Right. Motherfuckers are screaming all kinds of shit. Can't focus on everybody at one time. Huh? There's an Air Force base here? Space money. It cost $20 million to go. I was like, I can make $20 million and go to space. And you know how much pussy you can get when you get back from space? I just want to jerk off in space. Okay. You got brother and sister, they all live here. Your brother lives in Washington. That's where I'm from. Your brother lives across the street from my old high school. It's a pretty nice neighborhood. You what? He went to Northwestern in Chicago? All right. Your brother got a wild story. I don't know who. Your brother sound like a Black Forrest Gump. Space program. Went to Northwestern. Back in D.C. Yeah, give it up for his brother. In space pussy. Mm-hmm. No, monkey pussy is not good. Don't fuck it. You know, I went to the zoo in San Diego. You think this is a joke? It's real. A monkey tried to give me some pussy at the zoo. Yes, it did. Look. Oh, it's all right. I was talking to him. Sorry about that. Security came over like, we don't play that shit here. My fault, sir. I started it. Actually, this one was my fault. Thank you, security. You better be careful. Just come in and watch the movie for me. It's not gonna cost you a thing. Old black people hate movies. Old black people hate movies, I said it. They're doing my family. But meanwhile, I guess if you ever watch old movies with your parents, and some shit like Planet of the Apes comes on. Could you imagine being an old black dude watching Planet of the Apes? They get mad. They be like,
this shit is about us.
What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, he's looking at this and he's right. First of all, the ape's name is Cornelius. It's like, word, Cornelius. Is that a monkey to call himself? He has a blowout perm like Super Flash. They made it twice. Second one I saw in the movie theater because it had Marky Mark in it. I figured. Yeah, I like Marky Mark. No, I'm with you. I was like, and it can't be racist. He's friends with the Funky Bunch. That shit was worse than the first. First scene, they had these apes sitting around eating dinner talking, and the apes were eating watermelon. I was like, who's cooking? Paul Davis? And then Marky Mark and them escaped from the apes. And they run into the jungle, like, and he goes, run to the water. These apes can't swim. I still didn't leave. When they had an ape sitting there smoking a Newport, I just got the fuck up. Racist shit I've ever seen in my life. Show in Denver 2 weeks ago, and then after the show was so good, I go, yo, there's only 300 people in the club. I said, yeah, we should all go somewhere after the show. I was like, fuck yeah. I said, yo. I said, where should we go? And the whole crowd started going, Shotgun Willies. Shotgun Willies. Shotgun Willies. I'm like, what the fuck is Shotgun Willies? That doesn't sound good to a black dude at all. And the lady goes, it's a strip club. And I was like, showed up at this strip club, fucking fantastic time. Throwing money around, it was just silly fun. And when the strippers was on stage, she looked at me, she was like, hey, Dave Chappelle, come here. And I was like, no, no. And the whole crowd started chanting, Dave, Dave, Dave. All right, so I threw my money up, Dave, Dave. And the stripper jumps off the pole and like does a handspring type thing and like her legs laying right here. She's like, and she flips off of me, and then she like does the splits, and the crowd goes nuts. And I was like, hooray! And I was like, pussy juice. All over my carpet, man. same shit to me every night before she goes to bed. Not every night, but almost every night. I'm the last one up. She'll be like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm gonna go get some sleep. I'm like, all right, babe, I'm gonna stay up and watch television. She goes, okay, good night. I'm like, good night. And then she starts walking up the steps and she'll stop halfway. And she'll be like, David. I'll be like, yeah, baby. Don't eat the kids' lunch. And she just walks out. She says it every night. And what's crazy about it is I don't even eat their lunch anymore. I used to eat it. Smoke some weed or something, and she just leaves neatly wrapped sandwiches all over the kitchen. It's like, can I have one of these sandwiches? Sometimes I get mad. I won't eat their lunch because it's disrespectful, but you know, in a real bitter moment, I might just bite one of their sandwiches. Like, fuck this shit. I'm not wrapping it back up, she'll never know. And I got sons anyway, they love everything I do. I'm thrilled. They'll be at school the next day just like, damn it, my sandwich. Oh, shit. Now, I know a lot of you are like, why don't you just make your own sandwiches, Dave? That's just not what I do. I'm the kind of motherfucker that needs someone to take care of me. I depend on my wife a lot. It's embarrassing. I depend on her so much, my kids think I'm their brother or something. I tell my sons, hey, y'all, let's watch television. Mom says we can. They're scared of their mother. She disciplines them. I don't do that shit. It's not my job. I'm like a guy. I'm more like Yoda or the Oracle. Like, I'll give them advice only when they ask. I'm not the kind of parent that goes around telling them everything I think, because then they won't give a fuck what I think if I keep telling them. And whenever I see them fucking up, I just make faces at them, like, oh. Get them thirsty for my advice, and then when they ask me, that's when I will bend down and open my treasure box of hard-earned life experience. And I'll give them straight-up jewels. Like, I have lived, children. I have lived. Take these jewels. And they're very lucky to have that. Very lucky. No one gets the full benefit of my experience like that. There's only 3 kids in this world that can say that they're lying. There's 5 that say it, but fucking other 2. I give my kids speeches, like long speeches, short speeches. All of them are very poignant. All of them have titles. One speech I gave my son got me in a lot of trouble, and it was a good speech. It was called, Son, Sometimes It's Okay to Give Up. I know a lot of people don't tell their kids that, but if you follow my career, you know, I believe that you. Sometimes it's better. My son came home from school, and he looked sad. Never seen a kid this young have symptoms of depression, but he looked like he was depressed. Finally, I got worried. I was like, son, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you look like that? And he opened up. It's my after school program, Dad. I said, I thought you liked art. I said, I hate this program. We're finger painting. Nobody takes it seriously. One of the kids messed my painting up. My teacher just falls asleep all the time. I feel stupid. Just for being in that fucking class. I said, fuck it, just quit. He said, I can't just quit, Dad. He said, yeah, you can, son. It's fucking finger painting. That shit is useless. It's not gonna make a difference in your life whether you can finger paint or not. See, it's not just about the painting, Dad. It's about my education. I said, those don't sound like your words, son. I told you that. He said, Mom told me that. I said, all right. Your mom is telling you the truth, but that's not the whole truth. Really, it's only about 5% about your education. The rest of it has nothing to do with anything but time. He goes, time? I don't understand. I said, I know you don't understand. Because it's not your time, it's mine.
you're in an after school program so that I can kick it for 45 minutes after you get out of school. But if you hated that bad, then fuck it, I'll just pick you up early. He said, you will? I said, yeah, I will. But we gotta make a deal. If I pick you up early, you can't talk to me for 45 minutes. He was like, deal. And then I just forgot about it. And then the next day when I remembered, I was like, oh shit, I'm late. I got there maybe 10 minutes late. He was furious. I got out of the car, he was in the parking lot, waiting for me.
You promised, Dad, and you were not here.
I said, I'll relax, motherfucker, I forgot. It's the first thing, give me a chance to get used to it. I got 35 more minutes of you not talking to me. And then one of his friend's parents came up. The guy thought I didn't know who he was, but I remember him. He was like, hey, Dave, it's me, it's John O'Malley. I go, I know who you are. You're Timmy's dad. And then I said all the right shit. You know, Timmy's a great kid. He comes by the house all the time, and my kids love him. Actually, the whole family loves him. He did a really good job. I'm a little busy right now. Well, Dave, look, I just wanted to talk to you about Timmy. He's okay, right? He will be. But he didn't go to his after-school program today. He said it was a waste of his time. I tried to play it off. I was like, that's weird. He said, yeah, that is weird, because we O'Malleys, we're not quitters. Then I got defensive. I was like, well, you know, we Chappelle's quit from time to time, John. That's what's going on. What's your point? Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, Dave. Timmy actually said he got the idea of quitting from your house. I go, oh, my God. Okay, maybe that's true, because I did say something about that to my son. I said he was allowed to quit. I didn't say that to Timmy. Maybe they were talking and Timmy heard what I said to him and felt inspired. Maybe. But until we figure out exactly what's going on, I would feel a little bit better if Timmy didn't go to your house for a while. So, well, you know, she's not my friend. I don't give a fuck if he ever comes over. Timmy again. I had to give him a whole nother speech just to relax him. That speech was called Fuck Timmy O'Malley and his bitch ass father. And the crazy shit is, you know, the O'Malley's devout Catholic family. So I go home that night, I turn on the news, and the Pope had resigned. Sons. I got one that goes to a public school and the other one that goes to a private school. It's an experiment. I just want to see what's going to happen. Yeah, okay, so the one in the public school, very book smart, chess club, shit like that. The one in the private school, which is surprising, my little son, he's like a gangster. It's just like, there's no need for that. I mean, if you saw the school he went to, nobody's tough at that school. It's very left of center of that school. I don't know, it's a kind of school where there's like, there might be 25 black students in the whole school, and I'm the only black parent. You know, a lot of kids have two moms, stuff like that. But that's why we chose the school. We figured the kids could live in the future. That they wouldn't have any of the hang-ups that their parents had. That they could understand that people make different choices for their lives and they could just accept it and not worry about what other people decide to do with themselves. That was the idea. And it works for the kids. The parents... None of the parents like me. I'm an asshole. I, you know, I
show up to school, got leather pants on, wearing sunglasses. I pull up in a Porsche, I'm smoking in the car with kids in the back. I get out and I'm like, hey everybody, I'm Dave Chappelle. I literally say that every morning. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Chappelle. Asshole. The only parents that like me is one of the lesbian couples. We're actually really cool. They didn't like me at first. I'd say little shit to them. One of them knew I was joking, the other one is not that sharp. I just fuck around with them. I'd be like, hey Kate, hey Sarah, you guys going to the Father's Son picnic tomorrow? And then Kate would get mad, and Sarah would be like funny about it. Oh, I don't know, David, maybe me and Kate will flip for it. You better save that coin toss, bitch. You know you're the man in that relationship. You got center stakes on. Okay, if you got a kid in private school, it costs tens of thousands of dollars just to get him like a fifth grade education. and yet they still always ask for money. They hold like bank sales and shit, begging all the time. Like, what the fuck did you do with the money I just gave you? So when the kids fuck up at school, the teachers don't really say anything immediately because they don't want to make you mad because you might give them money. Public school, they don't give a fuck. They'll just call me up. Come get your son. He's fucking up. Private school, they don't tell you until you get there. I come to pick them up, and the calmer they are, the worse the situation is. Like, I show up, and the teacher was just, like, she looked serene, but I knew something was wrong. She was just like, hi, David. I was like, oh, shit, what's wrong? Well, Ibrahim got in a fight. I said, a fight? Everyone's okay. I said, everyone? What happened? Well, that's just it. We don't know. All we know is that he punched Sarah Jr. in the face. Listen, did you do that? Did you punch Sarah Jr. in her face? He didn't even lie. Yes, Daddy, I punched her face. I said, why? Why would you do that? And his response was so gangster, it scared the shit out of everybody. He was just like, because she had it coming. I said, oh. She had to come on, what does that mean? And then she started crying like Tupac. He's like, these kids keep fucking with me. I told the teacher, I said, you see that? Listen, this kid is a lot of things, but he's not a liar. And if he said they was fucking with him, and Sarah Jr. did something, I'm certain of it. Son, what did she do? Just tell me what she did. He said, I didn't see her do it. I said, you didn't see her do what? He said, we used to lunch. Bit my sandwich. I was like, sandwich by the bitch, you heard that? He jumped the gun on that one. Alright, this next joke. Lil Wayne has a cooking show, right? Paul Dean grabs the pan. Give me that pan, nigga.
Thank you, Paula. It's a little more pussy juice than I was gonna need for this recipe. Overpower my fish flavors.
Zombies. putting grocery carts and shit. Shit about my wife, and I looked underneath the lights. I don't know why, I just looked under there. I was like, oh shit, I saw her standing in the back of the room. I couldn't see her face, but I knew that shape. Huh? My wife is Asian. Huh? You said an Asian woman would never do that? Are you sure about that? Asian woman would never do this. Are you sure about that? Have you ever shoplifted at a Korean store before? Thank you. Put that back. Are you Asian, man? Huh? Where are you? Brazilian. From Brazil, I know. I know about Brazil. Anal sex capital of the world. I've heard all about it. I'm totally joking. Tudo bem. Where you from? Rio? São Paulo? Miami? Huh? Does it matter? All right. Bring your ass up here. Let me see what you look like. I can't see. She's fine as shit. You feel like you're very pretty. I feel like you want me to see. Well, let me see. I'm like Big Bad Wolf. Come here. I can't see you, Red Rider, but let me get a close look at you. You know, grandma's old. No, I can't see. Come close. Just look at the light. You don't even have to. You stand right there. No. That's a bad. Someone's like, get on the stage. No. Security, bring her to me. Seize her. Pat her down and bring her over here. All right, make sure her hands are right where you can see them. All right. First of all, I love the jazz hands. You're not in any danger. You're from Brazil. Now, I know you speak Portuguese in Brazil, but I'm less money. I'm going to take that as a no. What is your name, then? Your name is Monica. Monica, you're a very good-looking woman. You also, and I don't know you, you seem to be slightly insane. Brazilian women, they don't do this? No? Yeah, what do you guys do when you're mad? Besides cut your husband's dicks off. I've never been to Brazil. There was a famous woman from Brazil, famous story in America, and the husband was sleeping. His name was John Wayne Bobbin. And she cut his dick off while he slept. For some reason, he decided he wanted to be a stand-up comedian. I was like, well, you got plenty to talk about. And then that shit didn't work out. And then he did porn, because it actually found his penis. Miles away from where this happened. About. She cut his penis off and drove with it in a car, threw it in a field. She threw it in the tall grass, that's right. And then they did find it. The police found it. The police actually, you know how Americans are, we're like, we gotta find this man's cock. And everybody, men all over the country, like walking through the field, like, over here, I got it! And they have some woman could have hit it. pick it up.
Still fresh.
And they sell it back home. That's a true story. And she did not go to jail for that either. No, did she? I don't think she went to jail for that. No, because remember her defense was that he was abusive. It's like, yeah, but he didn't sew your pussy up when you were sleeping. Good, it's great. I'm just kidding. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, you're welcome to leave. Here, wait. For your troubles. You don't drink water. It's pussy juice. Come on. Hold this out, one time, for old time's sake.